The Salvation Army says holiday donations are down 50% since the Canada Post strike began, amounting to a drop of roughly $9.3 million in seasonal giving compared to this time last year. Mail-in gifts are the bedrock of the Army's fundraising efforts, said spokesman Lieutenant Col. John Murray, but its postal campaign has essentially ground to a halt during the labor dispute, which coincides with the busiest time of year for the charity. Murray said 65% of its annual fundraising occurs between November 1 and December 31, roughly two-thirds of that by mail. This inability of our donors and supporters to make donations is going to potentially affect us in our delivery of service, not only during the holiday season, but in this coming year, said Murray, whose organization supports food banks, shelter programs, emergency relief, and other services across the country. At the same time, Murray said online donations increased $100,000 in the last week compared to the same time last year, but he said that does little to cover the shortfall in mail donations. People continue to give in person by slipping cash into the Army's distinctive red Christmas kettles, but as of Thursday, Murray said that campaign was down by a third, or $2 million, compared to the same time last year. He attributed that drop to a shorter holiday period because U.S. Thanksgiving landed somewhat later in the calendar, as well as the economy. People are having to make tough choices, and there's probably less money to go around to donate, he said. It's a crisis for the Salvation Army because it could possibly impact our delivery of service to Canadians who at a time in our history in Canada probably need us more than at any time, and that is deeply concerning. Murray said the Army would like the federal government to consider moving the deadline for a charity-related tax deduction from year-end to the end of January or February, allowing donors to send their checks later than usual but still get credited for the 2024 tax year. He said donors are not motivated by tax incentives, but it could be a factor, and he's worried some people may just simply forego their donations if they are unable to give until 2025. People get caught up in the generous season, and if this postal strike drags on, I think there's a risk that people will just simply move on, he said. If we can move back that charitable giving date to allow them to get their tax receipts for 2024, I would say that that's a win-win, and would be a good consolation for the challenge that we as a charity are feeling right now. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers, representing more than 55,000 members, began its job action November 15 over issues that include how to deploy staff for proposed weekend delivery shifts. Murray said mail-in appeals are particularly effective because the Army's core donors are over the age of 55 and more likely to rely on the postal service. He adds that the letters do more than just ask for money by sharing stories of hope and transformation and detailing how donations help real people. While there are other ways to donate, Murray said, there's nothing like people still putting a pen to paper, putting a check in the mail, putting that stamp on the envelope and mailing it. The Salvation Army is asking people to give online at salvationarmy.ca, by phone at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or in person at one of its 2,000 Christmas kettle locations countrywide. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 9, 2024. Cassandra Zaklarski, The Canadian Press.